This is one of Israel's great points of pride. We have a law that is beautiful in its righteousness, in what it asks of human beings. And I think there's nobody who can disagree with what this law is actually asking. You look at this, this is a beautiful thing. If society were governed by the law that God gave, even just by, just take the law from Exodus 20, the Ten Commandments, they're given here later in Deuteronomy. If you are governed by that law, can you imagine what a beautiful society that would be to live in, Todd, where you didn't have to worry about people stealing or about adultery, where you never had to worry about lies because people just spoke truth and they always defended their neighbor, and where people were content with what God gave them, where the Sabbath was honored and mom and dad were honored and respected, and where God's name wasn't a curse word but was on the lips of people in prayer, and where they took refuge in him in every time of need. I mean, stop and think about it, Todd. That would be a pretty wonderful place to live, wouldn't it? Well, do you remember where he told the Ten Commandments to be put? They had to go into the ark, right? Into the heart of the ark. And if you stop and think about it, it's like that's a way of picturing to the people. They are from the heart of God himself. And if we are made in the image of God, then they are to be in our heart too, as the shape of our life in and before him. It is a beautiful picture there. They don't have the ability to make us righteous, but they do have the ability to show us what is righteous. And that's what Deuteronomy 4:8 was glorying in. Ah, look at this beautiful thing God has given us here.